Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Last time, we heard part one of our kindness adventure. Are you guys ready to see what happens with Dylan, Hayes, and Miles? And are they gonna be able to find this magical fruit in time to save the slime monster? Well, I guess he's not a monster. He's a creature that sneezes a lot. Me too. Let's go. Dylan, Hayes, and Miles had just waved goodbye to Sully as he sneezed in the background. His sneezes were getting worse, and the boogers were getting bigger and bigger.
Oh dear, we've really got to hurry, said Dylan.
She led the way up the trail, with Hayes and Miles very closely at her side.
All right, I wonder, once we get there, is it just going to be as easy as, picking an apple off a tree?
Yeah, I don't understand, it sounded like he thought it might be hard, said Hayes.
Because it sounds easy, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Dylan and Hayes and Miles were right. It was not going to be as easy as they thought.
As they rounded the corner,
there was a ginormous canyon in front of them.
Ah! There's no way that... Wait, does the trail really expect us to go to the other side? Said Miles.
Yes, the trail had a bridge once a long time ago, and that rope wooden bridge had broken and fallen. They could see the ropes dangling from both sides of the canyon. Have you ever seen one of those wooden bridges? Or it's a rope bridge with wooden bottom, like that's where you walk on?
Yeah, those are pretty scary if you had to walk all the way across a canyon.
Well, Dylan, Hayes, and Miles were now staring at one that had broken.
There's no way we're going to get across. What are we going to do?
Shouted Hayes.
All right, let's check our packs and see if there's anything helpful.
Unfortunately, since this was a hiking adventure, Dylan had not planned on bringing all their jetpacks because this was for hiking, not flying. So she was a little sad that they weren't there. But
wait a second. I have my jetpack, said Miles.
You do?
Dylan and Hayes looked at him.
Wait, we could actually use that. Is there some rope?
Yeah, here's some rope.
Hayes pulled out a big, long strand of rope out of his bag.
This would definitely reach across, said Dylan.
But Miles, I think you're going to need to fly it across to the other side, and then you can tie it onto a tree there.
What? Wait, then how are we all going to get across if we only have one jetpack?
Well, exactly. If you can carry the rope to the other side, said Dylan, then we... Like me and Hayes, we can climb across on the rope to the other side. Miles was a little nervous about this plan, but he put on his jetpack and flew the rope to the other side, tied it onto a big, thick tree that would never tip over, and then flew back.
All right, well, who's going to go first? Said Miles.
I will, said Hayes. I got this. Step aside.
Hayes knew how to choose to be brave. As he clipped onto the rope with his harness, he carefully scooted across the rope to the other side.
Whoa, great job, Hayes. That was fast.
Whew. Hayes hopped down on the other side of the canyon and sent the harness back flying across to the other side, sliding across the rope. Dylan then put on her harness and started scooting across the rope.
Whew, all right, we made it.
Now Dylan, Hayes, and Miles had made it across this ginormous canyon.
What are you guys doing here?
What was that sound?
Said Hayes. They looked all around. There was nothing, except, wait, there's a squirrel in that tree over there.
Yeah, I'm over here. It's not safe for you to be here. What are you thinking crossing that canyon? It's put there for a reason.
A reason? What do you mean a reason?
Well... The cannon was put there to keep people out because it's not safe here.
What do you mean it's not safe? Said Miles.
Well, there's a very big creature that lives here and he has a very special garden. And and I'm very afraid of him, and he does not like to share his fruit with anybody.
Oh my goodness! There's a giant creature that lives here? And he has a fruit garden? Oh no! What was Sully thinking sending us here? Said Dylan.
But Dylan, we can't give up, said Miles and Hayes. We're already here. I bet if we just sneak up and grab one of those fruits, then we can get back in time to get it back to Sully.
All right, let's stick to the plan. Let's move out, said Dylan. The three explorers continued on their adventure, but now they had to be very, very quiet because there's some kind of scary creature that lived here and guarded a garden. Pretty soon, they climbed through some bushes, and on the other side, they could see it. And an absolutely beautiful secret garden was hidden up on this mountain.
Excuse me, said the fairy. Are you lost?
Hi, we were actually sent here. Hello. We were sent here on a super secret mission, but we gotta stay quiet because we don't want to get eaten by whatever scary creature lives here. My name's Dylan. This is Hayes and Miles. This, very boogery, messy creature down below, he sent us here to get a magical fruit medicine or something for him. Do you know what I'm talking about, Miss Fairy?
Oh, why certainly. Come with me.
Dylan, Hayes, and Miles carefully snuck behind the fairy.
So, who lives here? What kind of scary creature guards this garden?
Said Miles. As the fairy was flying, leading them to the tree, she turned around and said,
Oh, his name is Sully.
Sully? That is the creature that the squirrel was trying to scare us about?
Dylan looked at Miles and Hayes, and they all rolled their eyes. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we fell for that trick of that squirrel.
Yes, well, here is the fruit, and bring it back to him, and it will help him feel a lot better.
Dylan, Hayes, and Miles were amazed at how beautiful this fruit was. It looked like an apple, but it was very sparkly, like it was covered in diamonds. They picked one, put it in their bag, and hurried as fast as they could back to Sully. Over that giant canyon they went, and down the path, and all of a sudden they could hear him in the distance. He had now been sneezing for a very long time, and his boogery mess was now a ginormous disaster.
Sully, are you still in there?
I'm in here, but it's hard to see. I don't know if I have any more left in me.
Oh no, Sully, here's your fruit. Open your mouth. We'll throw it in.
Sully opened his mouth. I think that was his mouth. And Dylan picked up the fruit and threw it into Sully's mouth.
Oh, you did it. Just in time.
And just like that, all that icky, slimy mess just slipped right off of the creature. And inside that slimy mess was a beautiful purple gorilla.
Wow! Sully, we had no idea what kind of creature you were.
Yes, well, I guess that's what happens when you start sneezing so much. Well, thank you for saving me. I owe you everything. Is there anything that I can do?
Dylan, Hayes, and Miles looked at each other and they said, Nope, we just love to show kindness. So when we saw that you needed help, we knew that we had to save the day, said Hayes. And that is the day that Dylan, Hayes, and Miles made a new friend with a pretty unusual creature. And I'm so glad that they chose to show kindness, just like spies do. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shout Out. I want to say hey to Kian from Singapore, Atlas from Denver, Colorado, Sven from Bend, Oregon, Cormac and Seamus from New York, Elizabeth, Nate,
Charlie and Brooks from Chicago, and August and Remy from Pennsylvania. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his friends without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.